This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Auto thefts are finally down after a surge across the state in 2020 and the 2 years after. Here's CPR's Allison Sherry.
Colorado made news a couple of years ago when it led the nation in auto theft rates between 2021 and the first part of 2022. It was the subject of political fighting and sparked new laws because most auto theft cases are not solved. But now, those rates have fallen, according to the Colorado Auto Theft Prevention Authority. There was a significant drop, 21%, in thefts between 2022 and last year. One of the new laws funded some anti-theft measures, like giving away steering wheel locks. Officials say that helped with the drop in thefts. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Denver schools serving a rapidly growing number of migrant students could get a funding boost. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The Denver Public School Foundation has created a special fund to give grants directly to impacted schools for everything from hiring more bilingual staff to buying desks. More than 2,400 new students, mostly from Venezuela, have enrolled in DPS schools since the summer. McMean Elementary principal Andrea Hinman says her kindergarten and second grade classes each have 35 students.
It has meant scrambling to find furniture for classrooms that have historically only had 20 to 25 students.
The Rose Community Foundation and the Denver Foundation will match donations up to $50,000. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado State University will partner with Montana State University to open a new regional environmental justice resource center. The two schools will get a $10 million grant from the EPA. The center will offer training, technical assistance, and other resources for six states and 28 tribal nations with a satellite office in Fort Collins. This is CPR News and KRCC.